David, thanks for coming in again.
Thanks for inviting me.
So the last time you and I spoke, it was in advance of the November election. And one of the things that you and I talked about was that that could have some impact on the Seneca Meadows landfill. Now that we're through the election, what is the latest on that?
Well, the two of the candidates who ran for two seats on the town board, who were, you could call them anti-landfill, they won. So that gave them a 3-2 majority on the board, which means that Local Law 2 of 2016, which rescinded Local Law 3, is now out, and Local Law 3 is back in, and Local Law 3 is the one that would cause the landfill to close by the end of 2025. In response to that, the landfill reinstated a lawsuit that they filed against the town over Local Law 3 of 2016. So,
well, and as if you didn't have enough to keep you busy covering that and how that's gone back and forth, there's now a proposal to place a new trash incinerator on the grounds of the old Seneca Army Depot. Who's behind this? Who's making the decision? This is in Romulus, correct?
It's in the town of Romulus on a 48-acre parcel. The property is owned by Flom Management and Advantage Group out of Rochester. They own about 1,100 acres, and this 48 acres is in the middle of that 1,100 acres. It's near a former munitions burning site. When the depot was operating, they used to burn munitions there, so it's not far from that area. And it's also fairly close to the Deer Haven Park, where the white deer is, so that's also a concern of many people. Behind it is a group called Top Capital of New York. They have an office in Rochester, and the name of the company is Circular Energy, which is a partnership of the Flom Management Group and Advantage. It's a $365 million project that would burn up to 2,600 tons of solid waste a day to produce electricity. And this electricity would be available to provide power to any new business who may want to locate at the depot. So it's as an incentive, I guess, plus what they wouldn't use would be added to the grid. It's supposed to create some 200 jobs, and its supporters say it's a green project. They identify it as a green project that is much preferable to landfilling. It removes solid waste from being landfilled. It produces electricity. It has less, they say 168,000 tons of less carbon dioxide would be produced by this. The ash residue could be recycled, the metals removed and recycled. So they're promoting this as an environmental project. But as you may guess, there's a lot of people who don't see it that way.
Well, and of course, I don't think that you can bring up a project like this in the region with the controversies we've had over landfills and not have people alarmed about it, especially with the rise in tourism and the status of Geneva in particular as a proposed gateway to the Finger Lakes. Where will this decision be made? Because one of the things that people keep asking me is, who will be making this decision? Who do we talk to about it?
Okay. This project, because of its scope and nature, will require approvals from the state, New York State, the federal government, the EPA will have to approve an air permit. But it all starts next Monday night, December 4th, at the Town of Romulus Planning Board meeting. The incinerator proponents will present their plan to the planning board, and it'll be discussed there, and they'll have to decide whether they want to issue a special use permit for such a facility to meet their zoning code. And I expect that the Romulus Town Hall, where they have this meeting, is not going to be big enough to hold the crowd that should attend this meeting. It was discussed at last night's County Board of Supervisors meeting, and their Environmental Affairs Committee voted 4-0 on a resolution that would oppose this incinerator. So the opposition has officially begun now.
Well, David, I have to say, you and I never lack for material to talk about with this, and I hope you'll come back in and talk about it again real soon.
Yeah, I hope so.
Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.